Captain's log, stardate 4978.5. We are approaching the Arcadian star system on a mission to locate an old friend. Do you think Harry Mudd is down there, Sprout?
The probability of his presence on Motherlode is 81% plus or minus 0.53.
Why can't you just say, Mudd's probably there?
I just did, Doctor.
Approaching parking orbit, Captain.
Very well, Mr. Eriks. Spock, let's see how close your percentage is.
Now you're all heavy metal miners, shrewd and intelligent. So you can appreciate the incredible value I'm offering. With this magical liquid, no person of the opposite sex can resist you. It matters not whether you are young, old, fat, ugly, or repugnant. Nothing personal, gentle beings.
Proof, human.
Proof? Behold!
Harry, darling, I was lonely for you.
Behold! I placed a single drop of this miracle substance on myself, then simply touched this young lady.
Please, darling, come back to the ship with me.
How much?
300 credits, or the...
300?
A bargain, sir. True love is worth any price. Captain Kirk and the ineluctable Mr. Spock. Welcome to Motherlode, gentlemen. Interested in purchasing a little love?
We're interested in you, Harry, for fraud, illegal drug manufacture, and swindling.
As I said, welcome to Motherlode, a charming planet which does not recognize Federation law.
So you two can keep out of this. All right, Mudd, you've got a deal.
Are you aware that Harry Mudd is tricking you via an illusion?
What?
The so-called girl is a Regillian hypnoid projecting a simple illusion.
Now, friends!
We can't arrest you, Harry, but you can give yourself up.
No!
Thief!
I surrender myself. Free will, mercy of the law. That was a meeching trick, Kirk. You've cost me my ship, everything I own, even the love crystals. I may just sue you.
Fine, I'll see you in court, Harry.
A minor bruise, Captain. He'll live.
I thought we left you on the robot planet, Harry, permanently.
Never underestimate the spirit of Harcourt Fenton Mudd. I borrowed a vehicle.
Stole a spaceship.
And left to find haven on Illyra 6, a charming planet, an innocent and friendly populace.
To whom you sold the Starfleet Space Academy. Harry...
A fraud, but sold for enough credits to get to Sirius 9.
Where I discovered a boon to humanoid life, a miracle love potion.
Which you sold to 1,000 inhabitants who immediately became ill from using it.
I hadn't counted on their unusual biochemistry, so I did the logical thing. I left in haste.
And came here to swindle honest miners.
The love potion works, Captain, if you'll allow me to procure some from my ship.
Prepare the arrest report, Mr. Spock.
I shall require a medical report on the prisoner, Miss Chapel.
Of course, Mr. Spock. I think you deserve congratulations for trapping him so cleverly.
You exaggerate, nurse. Kindly see that your medical summary is more precise.
Your Mr. Spock is really a very attractive intelligence.
An efficient officer, yes.
But a trifle lacking in the warmer emotions. Now, you, nurse, you have a wonderful gift. To heal the wounded, a fantastic touch, a womanly, feminine quality. I appreciate that. And I should like to, well, thank you.
What is it?
My love potion. Not illusion, not trickery, dear Nurse Chapel. Inside this crystal lies the power to create love.
Oh, no. Now, I've heard of your potions before. I don't believe you.
Think about it, darling. Mr. Spock in love with you.
An uncharted star system ahead, Captain.
Binary sun with a Class M planet. That's rare enough to warrant investigation.
Agreed. Take us into orbit, Lieutenant Eriks.
It's really so simple, my dear. You rub the liquid on yourself, then touch another person.
And it creates love in that person? Mud, that is totally absurd.
No, it is infallible. One touch evokes friendship between men or women. But between woman and man, love. Guaranteed. You're not simply a beautiful woman. You are a scientist. I urge you to take this love crystal as my gift of gratitude to you. Take it, dear Nurse Chapel, and conduct your own experiment.
Not that I believe you, but... Well, I suppose I could analyze it.
Of course.
Parking orbit stable. Weapon systems on defensive standby.
No evidence of intelligent life. Atmosphere at surface, 800 millibars. Breathable. Gravity, 1.2. Temperature hot, but within Class M limits.
I'll let you know the results of my analysis.
Laboratory tests would destroy it, my dear. Why not test it the way it's meant to be used?
No, I...
Ah, darling, think. If it does what I say it does, Spock will be yours forever, my dear.
I just break the capsule and rub it on my skin.
And then touch him.
What is it?
A temporary effect as the liquid is absorbed. It'll pass.
Well, I feel better.
Didn't I tell you?
You should be in the brig, Harry.
Oh, right you are, darling. Why don't you go find Spock? Can't waste any time, you know.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yes, nurse?
I brought the medical summary for the arrest report, Mr. Spock. Oh, sorry, sir.
Are you injured, Miss Chapel?
No. No, I'm fine. Are you... feeling all right?
Perfectly normal. I will append you a summary to the report. Was there something else, Miss Chapel?
Wouldn't you like me to, Well, stay? Help you?
That would be illogical, Miss Chapel.
Yes. Yes. It'd be stupid. Harry Mudd, you swindling! Oh, no.
Harry Mudd, triumphant again.
And appended here, too, is a medical summary by Nurse Christine Chapel. Nurse Chapel's sweet summary. Dear. Lovely Christine.
come to collect on your guarantee, Mr. Mudd.
Captain. Doctor. I wish to report a number of very strange, emotions.
What?
You are implying the potion was not completely successful?
Oh, no, it was. I made a complete fool of myself.
But you know how cold Vulcans are. Perhaps it takes a bit more time for Spock to...
You're the same fraud you've always been, Harry. I don't know how I could have believed you.
Well, let's discuss it rationally, my dear. Let's not be hasty.
Oh, don't panic, Harry. This phaser is set on stun, not kill. Activate the intercom.
Now, wait a minute. Perhaps that particular crystal was defective. Here, try another. I assure you.
Stop it.
I'm sorry, Christine, but I shall require a temporary hostage.
Internal security, Captain.
Put it on screen.
Shuttlecraft Bay.
Mud. And he has Christine. She's in danger. My love.
He's going planetside.
No, not with my Christine.
Relax, darling. I'll set you down somewhere safe, and then I'll be off discreetly.
We must go after them, Captain. I'll lead a landing party.
Spock, you're obviously not yourself. Maybe some rest.
Captain, I insist upon going. Christine, I can't stand the thought of any danger to her, to the woman I love.
Love? Spock?
Yes. I want to protect her, hold her in my arms.
Then I'll transport down with you.
Good.
Jim, is that wise in his condition?
Try and stop him. It's better if I go with him.
Spock? In love?
I can't imagine.
Love.
Captain's log supplemental. Harry Mudd has escaped from the Enterprise, taking Head Nurse Chapel with him, apparently as a hostage. Meanwhile, Mr. Spock is acting very strange. Come on, hurry! If he's armed, one hair on her pretty head.
Jim, the search party found this in the shuttlecraft bay.
One of Mudd's love crystals.
Captain, a number of these were broken against the ship's air system grill.
Lucky for us, they don't work.
Are we sure, Jim? A number of the crew are acting as strange as Spock.
Please, Captain.
Check it out, Bo, and send me an immediate report.
Mudd had landed on the planet's surface. Coordinates relayed to transporter room 4.
And the captain's in transports about it with our ever-loving Mr. Spock.
You're funny. And very attractive for a human.
They'll find you soon enough, me little puppet. You'll be safe, and I'll be long gone.
Gone where? The planet's a desert.
There's always a market for an ingenious man. Once, I recall, on Omega Cygni, I turned a handsome profit selling the natives their own oceans.
Well, we haven't seen any traces of intelligent life. Of any life.
Then you can relax. There's no danger, eh? We'll get you set up top class. Don't bother to thank me.
Well, I hadn't planned on it.
Thank you. pam paralara palam pam parara palara palam pam pam pam.
By the way, anybody keeping a trace on the captain and Mr. Spock?
Sure, Air X.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to have a friend like you.
Strange, that's the way I feel about you too, my dear friend Spock. Come, let's go get Mud and Christine. Transporter room, emergency beam up now. They're not responding.
Don't worry. You'll be safe, darling.
Oh, yes, Spock. How wonderful.
They're coming closer!
Emergency beam up. Enterprise, come in. No response. Spock, can't you take your hands off her?
That's my affair.
Captain, please.
I think we should get a few things straight.
Jim. No, Captain. We're both reacting to the drug. The love potion. It worked?
Yes. We have to control our emotional reactions.
It worked. And I was selling those crystals to lump-headed miners for a miserable 300 credits. Oh.
Did I ever tell you about the time I saved Captain Kirk's life? Or Spock's? And my dear friend Scotty. And that pretty little Lieutenant Uhura. I've saved just about everybody on this here ship. If the Enterprise had a heart, I'd save her, too. Now, let's talk about your heart, my dear.
How long does the effect of the potion last, Harry?
I don't know. Not long, according to the creature I swindled... I purchased the crystals from.
Look!
Keep trying to contact the Enterprise. Maybe we can distract them.
That is an outstandingly stupid idea. I'm sorry. The drug... I simply doubt that we can appeal to their better nature, if they have one.
Harry, do you have any of the crystals left?
Two. No! They're worth a fortune! No. My friends, dear Christine, for you, for all of us.
Oh, I've got a hangover to shame all previous hangovers. And I did not touch a drop of scotch.
Not so loud, you fool.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, I don't like you much either.
Come in, Enterprise. Emergency beam up. Repeat. Emergency.
Enterprise here. I made contact.
Great. I hope we last long enough to be beamed up. Phase is ready. I'll need help.
Ah!
6, I conned 2 miners out of a year's supply of dilithium crystals with fake Federation vouchers.
May I help you record his confession, nurse?
You? You'd be the last person I'd choose.
A few moments of love, paid for with several hours of hatred. Your potion is scarcely a bargain, Harry.
Ah, well, Spock, so few things in this universe are perfect. Think I'll get rehabilitation therapy again?
I can guarantee it.
Well, that's all right. I just hate to leave you all. All my loved ones.